is a comedy special. You want it to be special, you shoot that shit in New York, man. You want to know how special your show is? They put another midget in the fucking front row. You guys get two midgets for the price of one. If you don't play the fucking lottery tomorrow, you're an idiot, all right? I love it. I love coming to this city. You guys are such a melting pot. I've been touring all over the country, and wherever you go, every part of the country has its own little thing that they do. They all have their own little thing that they do. Like, we just did a show in Ohio. Jealous? Yeah, of course you are. Ohio's thing is that if you say the letters O-H, see, they have to do that shit. You're the only state that does that. Nobody else does that shit. You can't go up to someone from Massachusetts and be like, M-A. They'll be like, S-S-N, go fuck yourself. Okay, they're not doing it. I'm from California. Try that there. C-A. L-A-F-M, no speak English. You're the only one that spells your state. And then your rivals, the people from Michigan, their thing is that you say, hey, you're from Michigan. What part? They point to their hand. They point to their... What the fuck, Michigan, okay? What is that? Where are you from?
Right there.
Like, what the hell? And they do that because the state on a map kind of looks like a hand. So they point to their hand. The problem is, none of us know where the fuck that is, okay? We don't know what that is. No one was in geography class. They're like, by the way, Detroit's a knuckle, okay? No one said that. But I get why they do it. They do it because, like I said, the state is shaped like a hand. They point to their hand. Okay, makes sense. Michigan, I'm glad you do it. I'm glad Florida doesn't. Oh, you're from Florida? What part? Tallahassee. Like, what? Oh, the taint? You're from the taint. All right. We all have our own thing. I'm from Southern California. Our thing is I've been vaccinated 527 times. All right? Yeah. Not that many. I got vaccinated three times. Three times, let's be honest, I probably just needed one. Look at me. My first shot was a booster. Okay? Like, I got vaccinated. Now, I was very lucky. I didn't have any side effects, none. But some people did. Some people had side effects. Don't get me wrong, I was worried. I was scared there was gonna be side effects. What if one of the side effects is like, it cures dwarfism? That would suck for me. I'd have to rewrite all of these jokes. My wife would leave me because she's got a fetish. That's right. I don't have a dwarf wife. I got one of yours. That's how you know I'm really good at this job. Brad, you're a comedian. Are you funny? That too a fuck. I love it. Now, does my wife actually have a fetish? I don't know. I don't care. But Brad, what if she's only having sex with you because you're a dwarf? Wouldn't you feel exploited? No. I'd be coming, okay? I wouldn't feel exploited, I'd feel exploded. I don't care if my wife has a fetish, but I also don't want to find out. I don't need this information. I don't want to steal her phone, scroll through the photos, find all the ex-boyfriends. Turns out every one of them is just... I don't want to see that. I know, you saw one do the dance. Bucket list. Okay. Yes, my wife is taller than me, which I get it. That's not the norm. Normally, the man is taller than the woman. But my wife and I have a normal relationship. It's a normal relationship. We do normal things. We go on normal date nights. We walk down the street. We hold hands like a normal couple, just walking down the street, holding hands, just like that. Not a big deal. My wife calls me her sexy keychain. I'm not even mad. I'm like, fuck yeah, baby. I'll be your pocket rocket. Let's go. Love the fact that my wife is taller than me. And now short dudes are out there. We're getting our respect. We're finally getting our respect. Now there's even a term. There's a term you're supposed to call a confident short man. Does anyone know what that term is? Short king, that's right. We're short kings. I know, all the Italians went, they're fucking right. Exactly. Short King, that's the nickname. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I don't like it. I don't like Short King. No, Brad, you're a short king. Great, you just called me a chess piece. No, you're a short king. All right, now I'm the villain from Shrek 1. Nobody wanted to fuck Lord Farquaad. I love the fact my wife is taller than me. We are very different people physically. She's taller. We're also different races. I'm in a mixed race marriage, mixed race relationship. My wife is half Chinese. I'm half. Some of you got that joke. Okay, some of you got it. Some of you are just staring at me like, what's the other half? And I'm like, fucking air? I don't know. I like being in a mixed race relationship. It's a lot of fun, progressive. You learn about another culture. You get to experience parts of that culture you probably wouldn't have experienced otherwise. Like with my wife, I'm getting good Chinese food now. Really good Chinese food. Good shit. I'm white as hell. I thought Panda Express was authentic. And see, you're laughing because you know it's not. It's garbage, unless they're here and they want to sponsor me, in which case, orange chicken. It's horrible, but no, now my wife gives me the good shit. Now I've gotten to try something called Xiaolimbao. Xiaolimbao is a dumpling that is filled with hot soup. It is unbelievable. It is so good. And of course, I share with my wife the food of my people, Keebler. Yeah. Dude. She took one bite and was like, fudge stripes, blew my mind. Like, love being in a mixed race relationship. But no one ever talks about the best part. No one ever talks about the best part about being in a mixed race relationship. So I'll tell you what the best part is. The best part about being in a mixed race relationship is you can make stuff up about your race. And your partner has no idea if you're telling the truth or not. And if they call you out, you get to call them a racist. I do it with my wife all the time. I make up midget holidays. I make them up. My wife comes in. Why aren't you working? It's my day. What day is that? The winter solstice. What does that mean? Means I don't work. Why? Shortest day of the fucking year. Okay, I don't work. I don't work and you owe me anal. That's our tradition. Love mixed race relationships. Love the fact they're so accepted now, which is wonderful. But even though they are, even though they are accepted, if you're in a mixed race relationship, you know, people still say messed up things to you. They still ask inappropriate questions. Happens to me and my wife all the time. People see us out and about. They see a tall, beautiful Chinese woman holding hands with a dwarf. They're like, okay. Who ordered who? I have fucked up. I know, it's wrong. Also, if you're in a mixed race relationship, whatever your partner is that is different than you, that's what everyone thinks your thing is. That's your thing. You can't be with that person because you love them. No, you have to have a thing. Everyone thinks my wife's thing is banging Oompa Loompas. That's what. Like, that's her shit. Like, every time she masturbates, she has three screens going. One's me, one's Wee Man, one's Dinklage. Some of you just figured out that I am not Wee Man or Dinklage. Everyone thinks that's my wife's thing and my wife's Chinese. Everyone thinks that's my thing. People assume that Brad's into Asian women. That's what they think about me. I got recognized a couple of weeks ago. I barely get recognized. So when I do, I get very excited. And this guy sees me. He's with a group of friends. And one of the friends is an Asian woman. He just walks up to me and goes, hey, Brad! Eh? That's creepy as fuck. The girl didn't know it was gonna happen. He basically just walked up and went, you wanna fuck her? Like, that's weird. That he was so excited too. Like, your wife's Asian, she's Asian. What are the odds? I don't know, 1 in 6. Does my wife get the same treatment? Does this happen to her? If she goes to a neighbor's house and they have a lawn gnome, are they gonna be like, ah? He's got a pointy hat. Like, yes, my wife is Asian. That does not mean I love all Asian women. It just means I love my Asian woman. I love her. She's great. I'm a big fan. It's not like you can just do something Asian and then I get turned on by it. I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck, are you doing long division? hold on, I'll get a remainder. You know? See, the white guys love that joke. It's a gross dick joke. That's why they laugh at it. Yeah, Asians laugh because they're like, he remembered the remainder. That really happened. I love mixed race relationships. In my life, I've only ever seen one mixed race relationship ever that I did not approve of. I'll explain. Friend of mine, she's a dwarf like me, all right? She's 3'7". 3'7" is about there, right about my shoulder, okay? Her husband, 6'2" black man. Right? Do not feel bad for the thought you just had in your head. Everyone had that thought. Everyone had that thought. The most religious person in this room just thought to themselves, I want to watch them fuck. All right? Because you do. What does that look like? I don't know. He's 6'2". If that man's on top, it just looks like he's humping a mattress. Like, that's crazy. 6'2". Holy shit. That means he fucks her with something the size of her. That is mathematically impossible. I don't know how they're doing it. Do they do standard positions, or does he just grab her, use her like a fleshlight? Like, how? Some of you just found out that someone at your table knows what a fleshlight is. Right? That's gonna be a fun drive home with Pop Pop. How does this couple fuck? I need this information. What are they doing? Is there any kind of foreplay involved? Does she ever just look up at him like, baby, tonight I'm giving you a hand job? Just, ah! She gets done jerking him off, her Fitbit goes off. Wow, I made my steps today. Hell yeah, New York. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Look at this.